You will listen to a discussion between a lecturer and two students. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer questions 1 to 7.
Good morning, Christina, Andrew. So, are you ready with your report on the field activity?
Yes, Mr. Ryan. We will conduct a survey on the local community's response to the new traffic measures announced by the mayor. We've decided to make a 10-minute video and also hand out a short questionnaire to strengthen the report.
I think most questionnaires are not reliable. We should use some other tool.
Why do you say that?
I came across an article on the internet the other day about how public polls can be misleading. It mentioned star ratings for movies, hotels, transport, and even important issues such as state elections. The results are far from accurate. So working on something which is not accurate will not strengthen our report.
But, Mr. Ryan, if large media houses use statistical data from public polls and surveys in their reports, we cannot say it is misleading or lacks substance.
I'd say it's worthless investing time and effort on a meaningless activity.
You can't be sure after reading a single report on the internet.
Andrew, you do have a point. However, a range of features decide the credibility of results, such as the proportion of population compared to those surveyed, the number of genuine calculable responses, how well informed the subjects are, and most important is the clarity of questions. If you consider these, you can draw more valid conclusions from your report.
We can refer to the process of preparing a questionnaire before making one. We have a lot of time. Furthermore, we need to submit at least 2 sets of data in our report. So what else can we use if not a questionnaire? Do you have anything else in mind, Andrew?
I thought we could compare results of similar measures in other cities.
Wouldn't that take more time?
Well, you'll need to compare at least 3 sets of data considering the time of survey, similarity of features and others. That's not time-consuming, but then it's not field work either. So, you may not meet the criteria for scoring.
Oh, that's right. We'll go ahead with the questionnaire. Then I think we will need someone to approve our questions before we finalize them. Mr. Ryan, can you help us out with that?
Sure. Make an appointment with me on Monday with your list of questions.
Okay, our 2 formats are sorted. Now for the film, Andrew says he will shoot the video. So I will ask the questions. I'll prepare them in advance using the ones from the questionnaire.
Will that work?
A live survey is different. You'll have to improvise according to the people's response.
Then I'll prepare a list of possible responses and a list of questions accordingly. I'll check out similar videos on the internet. Online content is extremely useful. It saves a lot of time.
You must be careful while selecting the content. Make sure you look at the websites of local or national newspapers, or television channels. The internet has a lot of content by students or amateurs, which may not be useful. Instead of saving time, you might end up wasting a lot of it.
Okay, and one last thing, Mr. Ryan, it's about the camera.